rest of the story. Mary was sick, all right. I mean, she was sick all her life. There was a lot of sickness in her family, in fact, but Mary's was by far the most of it. As a child, she had it all. She had colds and fevers. She had backaches and chronic indigestion. She had lung and liver troubles. But it wasn't until Mary got married and had a child that she really got sick. Some medical complication in childbirth, we surmise. In any case, she was scarcely well a single day after that. A mysterious spinal condition accompanied by seizures, rigidity, foaming at the mouth, and above all, pain. Pain. Ceaseless pain. Mercifully, the seizures were occasional, yet the periods between them were marked by unfathomable fatigue. Mary was only 23 when her child was born. By the age of 41, she was still suffering from her baffling, debilitating condition. But then something happened. Something that was to change her life forever after and was to change the history of the world. She went to see a faith healer, a fellow named Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. Now, wait a minute. Mr. Quimby brought no religious baggage to his faith healing philosophy. He simply believed, as many do today, that the mind can have a physical effect upon bodily health. Quimby was extreme in many of his assertions, however, and utterly unscientific in his methods, and yet a grateful multitude of Quimby's cured spread the word, and Mary heard. It was in October that Mary's husband brought her to Quimby's office, and you know, even as she sat waiting her turn, even before she laid eyes on Phineas Quimby, Mary began to feel better. At last, she was ushered in to meet him. For a while, he sat there with Mary in a supposedly clairvoyant state, trying to empathize with the woman's physical condition. Then he spoke with her, staring directly into her eyes, holding both of her hands for what seemed an eternity. And then he rubbed her head vigorously. And that was it. The treatment was over. The improvement in Mary's health was sudden and dramatic. And it continued over the days to come, until after 1 week had passed, the woman who had been too weak to walk strode up the 182 steps that led to the dome of the City Hall. In subsequent correspondence with Quimby, Mary referred to him as Christ and as Lord. But this is the rest of the story. This New Hampshire woman who spent the first 41 years of her life in misery, only to encounter a faith healer named Phineas Quimby, she was Mary Baker Eddy. And she would live to see her own name synonymous with healing through faith. The metaphysical religion she founded was to deny the reality of pain and sickness and death. And today, more than a century later, the whole world recognizes the religion she founded as Christian Science. And by the way, lest you are inclined to credit Quimby and the precepts for which he stood for everything that Mary Baker Eddy subsequently did, let me add that Mary's recovery, following her visit to Quimby's office, didn't last very long. She spent the next 4 years chronically ill as before. She noticed no lasting improvement in her health until the age of 45, but by then, faith healer Phineas Parkhurst Quimby had died. And he died of a physical condition which he had chosen to neglect. And now you know the rest of the story.